at the, of course, we just concluded Sefer Bereishis and started Sefer Shmos. So the question which is posed by virtually every one of the commentaries, probably most famously by the Ramban and by Rashi, is why exactly did the Torah have to reiterate all the names of the Jewish people that came down to Egypt at the beginning of the Sefer? After all, if you look back in Parshas Vayigash, not Vayichi, but in Vayigash, we're given a full list of all the 70 individuals, the 69, Yocheved was born just as they were entering into Egypt, but be that as it may, it's a full and comprehensive list. The Torah typically doesn't repeat itself. So why do we have here Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zulun, Vinyamin, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Vasher? What's the logic there? So the Ramban makes a fascinating suggestion. He says Sefer Shmos is the book of Geula, it's the book of redemption. So you have to have a narrative arc. If you're writing a story, you first have to tell the story about how they got themselves into slavery to tell the story about how they got out of slavery. So he says it's for literary purposes. So I just wanted to suggest a little bit of a different approach this morning. Of course, the book of Shmos is really the book about how the Jewish people became a nation. The Jewish people becoming a nation, very often what you have, and you have this in shuls, and you have this in schools, it starts off as a small kind of a thing, and everybody counts, and everybody matters, and everybody feels like they make a difference. Then it becomes like this huge enterprise, and all of a sudden, the individuals don't count anymore, and you know, it's just about the institution, and you kind of feel anonymous, and this is just a phenomenon in life. So Sefer Shmos is a book about the Jewish people becoming a nation. So I think the Torah wanted to make a very important point. Yeah, it's true, we have to transition from being a family to a nation, and that means all kinds of things. But you can never forget about the individual. You can never forget about the basic unit. If you become a nation, and what you've sacrificed in the process is the significance and the value of each and every individual, then you haven't gained anything, then you've really lost something. So Sefer Shmos, Dafka begins with a reiteration of every single one of the names of the tribes that came down to Egypt to remind us the nation is only as strong as the individuals that comprise that nation. They, of course, in the end, make all the difference. Each person is created B'Tselem Elokim in the image of God, and we don't lose a sense of the significance of the individual, even as we're engaged in a very significant enterprise of building a nation.